What's up, everyone? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Wednesday evening. It's Negler at night. That means, yes, I'm a few in. The Packers have signed somebody. I know you're thinking big dog, but I'm talking about a long snapper who hasn't played in 4 years. That's right. The Packers are on the free agency board. Forget all that. What's on your mind? What's going on? Welcome to Cheesehead TV, Negler at night. Salut. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody in the comments section. My goodness. Lots of regulars. Lots of West Coasters. West Coasters, I do it for you. I do Negler at night because I know 10 a.m. Packers Daily. It's great for the East Coast. It's okay for the Central folks. And then, you know, you start getting out West and it gets a little tough. So, hey, a little love for my West Coast folks. Hope you're all doing well. Negler at night. What's up, Greg? How are you? Cheers, Carr, 1988. How are you, man? Pinky out. Yeah, I'm down with that. Still mad about the NFC Championship game. Luke, I understand, man. I get it. I mean, I don't know if that's helping anything, but I get it, man. Sometimes you got to hold on to that anger. You got to harness it. You got to love it. I get it. Those eyes won't ever fool a cop. That's cold, man, but true. Let's not forget the East Coasters. Old Timer Dave, I'm up 10 a.m. every single day, Monday through Friday, for the East Coasters. If you can't drag your ass out of bed at 10 a.m., and trust me, there have been some mornings where I've had to drag my ass out of bed. Where I shoot, Packers Daily is right over here. Like here, there's the Lambo thing, and they do the thing here. My bed is right over there. There have been mornings where I wake up 9:48, and I come out here, turn the computer on, get the camera going, and do my thing. So if I can do it, you can do it, Old Timer Dave. Come on now. Signing big dog is worth an extra cheese. That's not extra cheese. It's Negler at night. This is a very distinct difference. Don't ask me what it is, but there is. Good evening, Nags. Definitely a treat to get the live alert from YouTube in the evening. I'm here for you, man. I'm here for the people. I miss Packers Daily every day, damn day job. Krista, well, see, here we go. For those of you who have to work at 10 a.m., an evening edition, if you will, just for you. Defensive line on life support, if we're talking football, not sure what the plan is. I'm sure there is a plan, but I'm with you, man. I'm not sure what it is. Hopefully, maybe, possibly, they have their eye on someone who's going to get cut. Maybe drafting a stud, although that would be a shock. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm a little mystified as to what the plan is at defensive line. I understand not bringing back Tyler Lancaster, and I'll understand if they cut Dean Lowry. Got to get better. But what exactly are you doing to augment and or improve there? I don't know. Lawrence Guy signed today with the Patriots. That was my hope and dream. So much for that. Holy crap, I caught Negler live. What's up, Evernight 2020? It's a hell of a handle you got there. I do not take online school for granted because my favorite class of the day is Packers Daily. Joey, that's mighty kind of you. Stay in school, kid. Geno Atkins available still? He is. I don't think he's the answer, but that would be a lovely addition. He's somebody we all know, right? That doesn't mean he's still good, but I'd be down. Hell, anybody with a pulse or pulse optional. Just somebody. Opposite Kenny, my boy. Get him some help. Why a long snapper? Dennis, did you miss last year? Because Hunter Bradley was not up to snuff. That's why. And his new coach literally said his back is up against the wall. He was referencing Hunter and J.K. Scott. But, yeah, all the competition necessary. I'm in on it, baby. Come on, babe. It's a long snapper. You know they didn't pay anything for it. It ain't killing them on the salary cap. Bring in some competition. I'm in it. I like it. So Jason's here in all caps talking about signing competition for the long snapper. So Jason knows what's up. There you go. Cole, I've found Big B's burner account. It's Cole Nesgaville, who says, did you notice Jamal Williams didn't fumble in his career? We should trade for him. I see you, Big B. Pac fam, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Defensive tackle and offensive tackle would be great to get in the draft. You know, as I talked about this morning, there's a lot of things they kind of need to get in this draft. And I do think bringing back Kevin King is an attempt to make sure that they don't have to draft a corner. But, you know, you'd think they want to get a corner. They want to get a defensive tackle. They want to get an offensive tackle. And they probably want to get a wide receiver. That's four spots that they got to draft for. So I would suspect we'll see a defensive tackle signed at some point. Who that is, I have no idea. And all I know is whoever it is, Packers fans won't be happy about it. Justin, who cares about the salary cap? A lot of people, Justin. Mostly Packer fans on Twitter. I'm finding out. Draft crush too early. I ain't got it. I ain't got one yet. Osa's close, but not there yet. Mark, why is it called D-tackle and not D-guard? Who cares? Why do they call it a driveway? You park in a driveway and drive in a parkway. I don't know, man. I can't help you. What will Funches do this year? Probably not make the final 53. That's my guess right now. He's a bit of a luxury at this point, isn't he? I mean, unless he comes into camp and just balls out. But I can't imagine they keep him knowing that he's not going to contribute on special teams. I mean, or maybe he does. Maybe they say you got to play on special teams, and that's how he finds his niche. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Unless he forms some instant bond with Aaron Rodgers and really kind of ingratiates himself into the offense, I'll be surprised. I just hope we get 2019 Kevin King back. Greg, you and everyone who cheers for the green and gold, no doubt. I'm not upset at re-signing King. In the moment, it stung back in January, but he's still a valuable player in my opinion. Thomas, that's a fair look at it, no doubt. You know, for me, it's the frustration of you drafted him. He had 4 years. You hoped he'd develop, and he just didn't. He's a fine player. You can win with him. The Packers have won a lot of games with him. But I would hope they would, like, you know, bring along some other people to develop and or try to improve with, rather than, you know, bring back a guy who you know who he is. He's inconsistent at best. You can count on him to, you know, run whatever's called and play the ball, and he's going to be in position more often than not. Maybe sometimes not make the tackle, but he'll be in position. He'll be assignment sure, etc. So, yeah, I get it in the sense of keeping your options open for the draft. You got somebody who's there to make sure that you don't have to reach. I get all that, but, man, it's a pretty uninspiring signing. Keith, thanks to the super chat. Nags, what are you doing to enjoy this off season? There's an off season? I'm sorry, what?
Oh. Hey.
You know what I'm doing? I'm talking to you fine folks. That's what I'm doing. Who starts at inside linebacker this year? Probably Chris Barnes and Kamal Martin. That's your Super Bowl tandem right there. Get ready. How certain are you that Rodgers gets some sort of restructure? Mark, 87.3% certain. Don't take that to the bank, but that's where I'm at right now. Date night, Nags. No, the fact that I'm here talking to you, fucking idiots, is a clear sign that I did not have a date tonight. This is Nagler at Night. I'm dressing up for you. Just for you. Hope you appreciate how good I look. No, I don't know. Who is the breakout player this season? Jay Sternberger. You know it. I know it. It was supposed to happen last year. Got waylaid by COVID, injuries, sickness, etc. That's all behind him. Jace Sternberger, ready to ball out. Market zero. How are you feeling about Sternberger so far? I'm feeling great, Adam. I just named him the breakout player. I'm kidding. I know you just typed that as I was talking, so I'm just giving you shit. Northwoods, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. We haven't gotten any help, but we have a lot of talent ready to make the leap this season. There you go. The help has to come from within. I've said it repeatedly on Packers Daily, but clearly Gutekunst is all about this team, the core of this team, and letting the young guys develop within the program. More so than anything we've seen since Ted Thompson about 3 or 4 years ago, this is a team that has to improve from within. They will get some reinforcements through the draft. They will undoubtedly still sign possibly a bargain basement, you know, free agent or two. But for the most part, the improvement on this team is going to have to come from within. I can't wait. I can't wait for the first Gutekunst availability. Holy Toledo. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait. Greg, thanks for the super chat. Greg Newsome or Asante Samuel Jr. would be amazing. Do you see us trading up, seeing we have 10 picks and not a ton of cap space? Yeah, it's a possibility, especially when you look at Gutekunst's record so far as he's traded up every single first round that he's been in charge of. I don't know if it would be for either of those players specifically, but I think there's a good chance that if there is somebody he likes a lot and he thinks can make a difference right away, he'll trade up for him. For, you know, the reasons you list, as well as the fact that that just seems to be his MO, no doubt. Keith, thanks for the super chat. Where are we on BJ Raji watch? We're percolating. We're several years in. We're not ready to shut it down. Still ready to welcome him back to the fold with open arms. BJ, if you're out there and you're listening, come help Kenny Clark. He needs the help. Steel Driving Crew, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. 87.3% for Rodgers to restructure. Deserves a super chat. I am taking that to the bank. I thank you for the support. Take it to the bank. 87.3%. That's pretty damn good, right? I mean, those are pretty good odds. Never tell me the odds, but those are pretty damn good odds. So you're welcome. Salvation lies within. Kyle up in here with a Shawshank Redemption quote. Oh, hell yes. Kyle, you just made my night. That was great. How do I really feel about Mike Silver? I love Mike. I have spoken to Mike several times. We're buds. We're cool. We don't follow each other on Twitter because we kind of drive each other insane on social media. But no, I like Mike a lot. Mike's a perfect example of a guy who I can hang out and have a beer with and pretty much disagree with everything he says, but we're still cool. Mike is great. Mike's a really cool dude. I meant it when I said, I love you, Mike Silver, on my tweet with my joke post video the other day. Mike's a great guy. And I love that his kids are Packers fans. I get that he's all in on Aaron Rodgers. Love Mike. 1,000%. He's just wrong. That's all. Brett, thanks for the super chat. Did someone say BJ Raji? You better believe they did. Come on now. Ooh, wow. Jason really throwing it down here. Favorite song for these three bands, Depeche Mode, The Smiths, and The Cure. Well, Depeche Mode, it's always It Doesn't Matter. Not that it doesn't matter. The song Doesn't Matter from Some Great Ward. Not to be confused with It Doesn't Matter 2 from Black Celebration. It Doesn't Matter from Some Great Reward is always going to be my favorite Depeche Mode song. It was the moment I heard it. It has been for 40 plus years. It's a brilliant, brilliant pop ballad. As far as The Cure, it's probably the B-side Halo, which is not a song that many people know who aren't diehard Cure fans, but Halo, it's a B-side, look it up. It's fucking phenomenal. And The Smiths, God, that's a tough one. It's probably a toss-up between, these are kind of disparate, but Last Night I Dreamt that somebody loved me, or Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others. One of those two. So take your pick. Wildy was 92% sure they would win the NFC Championship game, so no. Mark, am I Wildy? No, I'm not. Case closed. Luke, thanks for the super chat. Just wanted to buy you a Dale's Pale Ale for carrying the G with us. Luke, that is literally what I'm drinking. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate you. Will you ever share the story of why you left your last gig? Evernight, I literally did just that recently on Packers After Dark. If you missed it, make sure you go here on the YouTube channel. Tyler is doing a great job with Packers After Dark, the very first episode of which was the history of Cheesehead TV, wherein I talked at length about why I left my last gig. So enjoy. Do you think offense takes a backseat next year or overall will continue progressing as it did in 2020? It won't take a backseat ever in Green Bay as long as Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. There's no doubt about that. They'll continue to develop and or evolve. I am fascinated to see what wrinkles they include and or try to add to the offense that clearly was very efficient last year, number one in the league. But, you know, defensive coordinators will now have a full year of tape that they're going to pour over to try to stop. And the Packers have got to stay one step ahead. But I don't think there's ever going to come a moment where defenses are just going to have, you know, free reign and or take advantage of Aaron Rodgers. I just don't see that happening. I mean, there may be times when, like we saw in the NFC Championship game, where his teammates are probably kind of overmatched, etc. But I just think all the ability he has and the knowledge he has of the game, especially within this system, which is so quarterback friendly, they're going to add enough where they're going to stay ahead of people. I'm not too concerned about that. Do I remember the record exchange, Chris, like it was yesterday? Of course I remember the record exchange. Come on. Wow. Blast from the past, yo. That's great.
Yeah.
Can the Packers still restructure Rodgers this year? Yes. Do you ever get rid of the Packers clothes, merch that you don't wear or use? Where'd it go? I'm in the process of moving and can't get rid of any of my old Green Bay stuff. Do I ever get rid of it, Brett? No, eventually it just breaks down because I wear it so much. But not generally I don't. I still have my old Favre jersey that I used to wear when we played pickup football in Central Park when I first moved to the city. That was 20 years ago. So yeah, no, I don't get rid of it. It just takes up space in my house. Who was more TDs this year, Dylan or Jones? Ooh, that's a really, really good question. Damn. Crystal ball. Jones. Probably Jones. I think Dylan will get his share, but probably Jones. What happens if Jordan Love's play is really bad in the preseason? Bernardo, they just keep waiting and keep practicing and let him develop. You know who else played really bad his first two preseasons? Aaron Rodgers. You know who looked really bad in training camp his first three preseasons? Aaron Rodgers. If he plays bad in preseason, so what? He's a young quarterback. Let him develop. And I know that goes against everything the NFL fucking media industrial complex would ever tell you. Oh my God, he threw an incomplete pass. He's a fucking failure. Bench him. He's a total bust. Cut him. Ignore all that shit. He has a bad preseason? Cool. We'll see him next summer. That's literally all it means. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. The timing of Big Dog's two-year contract tells me we may be planning to ensure Rodgers through 2022 with him. Not sure I agree with you there, Nicholas. I would suspect that two-year deal is going to be very easily gotten out of by the Packers after this year. I think this is very much about going in for 2021. I don't think it has anything to do with Aaron Rodgers. When the actual numbers come out from the deal, I think that will be borne out. Jair Island, Attorney Cooper up in here, giving Jair a shout out because you know what? He's one of the most talented people, not only on this roster, but in the NFL. Salute to that. Nick, thanks for the super chat. Thanks for doing your thing, Nags. Any updates on how the kettle is doing? Kettle's hanging in there, man. I was there actually a couple weeks ago on a disastrous Tinder date. The day was meh, but like Patrick got me fucking drunk as hell. But they're doing well. They're doing all right. They're hanging in there. They do a great job of like vibing it up on nice days when it's sunny out. They still have the outdoor stuff, but they're also now allowing people in New York. You are allowed a certain percentage of indoor dining. So people are allowed in, but they're hanging on, man. Anything anyone can do to help Kettle is greatly appreciated, whether that's buying merch at the Cheesehead TV store, whether that's giving to their GoFundMe. Anything you can do to help Kettle of Fish is greatly appreciated. The absolute best Packers bar anywhere outside of Wisconsin. No doubt about it. Oh, what position do you play in pickup football? Brett, I'm always the quarterback. I don't like to run. I always played quarterback. I played quarterback at Pop Warner and in junior high, and then my first year of high school. I'm a really bad quarterback. Don't have a great arm, but I like playing it. It's good. It's fun. But yeah, and I don't like to run. And I suck at running, so there you go. Is Depeche Mode my favorite band? Yes, Justin. 1,000%. Joey, that's a really good question. What's your favorite Packers game to rewatch? All time? Whew, man, that's a good question. I mean, there's a definite rotation, right? I love the Favre game against the Raiders after his father passed. I love the playoff game against Atlanta where Rodgers went ham. Both, you know, the 2010, 1996 Super Bowls. You know what I love? You know what I love is that Washington game, Monday Nighter, where they set the scoring record, where Lynn Dickey just went kind of fucking nuclear. I love that one too. I don't know, you know, the regulars, you know, the 96 NFC Championship game. I think I posted something on Twitter about that the other day. I was rewatching it. Just it's Summerall, it's Madden, it's Lambeau, it's Favre, it's like Dorsey Levin's wheel route. Come on, what's not to love? I love that shit. Jason, thanks for the super chat. Is Tyler Irvin still a possibility? Absolutely. No question about it. It'll be tight, no question, with the salary cap, etc. But if they want to make that work, I'm sure they will. It's clear they want to get the band back together, so to speak. And don't forget, last year, it took about a week into free agency, or probably a little less than that, but it was after free agency had started. He had become a free agent, and then they brought him back. So I think there's a possibility they're still looking at him. Charles, thanks for the super chat. Anticipate further development from MVS. Even love him as a boom or bust guy, but anything more at this point is absolutely gravy. Charles, I'll tell you what, if they can get out of him what they got out of him in the NFC Championship game, they're really cooking with gas. Everyone talks about how, you know, so many guys didn't show up or had their worst game of the year. MVS Bradley had one of his best games of the year in the NFC Championship game. And that's pretty much what we saw from him in training camp. And that's why we kept talking. You kept probably seeing quotes or hearing quotes from LaFleur and Rodgers talking about consistency and about how that has to be the standard, because he can do it. We've seen it now a few times. You know, the drops kill you. People remember them mostly because they're usually on third down and it really kills a drive and kills a game, etc. And you hate that. But man, all the ability is there. It just needs to be consistent. If he can do that, I don't even care if he adds anything to his game. If he can just be consistent with what he does right now, hell yes. That's what I'm talking about. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. It's been great. Oh, Jason's final super chat. Here we go. The Benz, OK Computer, or Kid A. Why don't you ask me to choose between my children? Probably Kid A, because it means the most to me, just about everything I was going through in my life when it was released. But I love all three of those albums. Overshadow Sean, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. How heavy will you go musically speaking? I don't know. Nine Inch Nails, like their heavy stuff. I'll go Ministry. That heavy, that as heavy as they get. I'll go there. It's probably about as heavy as I go. If that answers your question, I don't even know. Overshadow, thanks for the super chat. Also, Pappy. Man, we got to be at the Pappy. I got to go through and add up all the Pappy super funds, super chats at this point, because we got to be at the point where Banky can buy me a bottle of Pappy. We got to be there at this point. I mean, no doubt about it. Thank you so much, everybody. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers tonight. I'll do these intermittently probably throughout the offseason. Can't thank you enough. Really means a lot that you guys hang out, talk Packers and whatever else here on the YouTube channel. Please do hit like, hit subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. And go Pack Go.